Right.
Feel better?
Much better. I feel refreshed. That was very refreshing.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to start your chocos. This week on Pet Food Alpha, we will be discussing a little bit of the version update, which includes the Chocobo circuit, battle adjustments, lots of really cool tidbits, in-game stuff as normal, and lots of really good fun. Enjoy the show.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Kieran.
And we have a special guest today from the Kujata server.
From the LOL server.
Be our guest today. We haven't had Kate
Hello.
For a while, so welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Squig and Chin could not be with us this week.
Taking the night off.
So hopefully we'll catch up with them next week.
It's not a paid leave either. I just want to make that clear. Yeah. They're not getting paid for not being here.
And she does not have the company car.
Dude, who has that car? I've been looking for that. But
that would be me.
Yeah, last I heard, Steak had it. Man. And it's like a 1982 Ford Taurus or something.
Car is a car, man.
Wait
a
With minute. Like a spray-painted logo on the side.
It just says PFA in like blue.
Yeah, it's just like graffitied on there. And the worst part about it is like the car's red with like a blue graffiti on the side. It doesn't even match.
Oh,
did
man.
They even make Ford Tauruses in 1982?
I don't know, but it,
I don't
it's,
think so. Okay.
If they knew, it was lame.
Wow.
We've got a bunch of news and stuff to talk about, but first of all, I wanted to thank everybody for their support. Obviously, I had some issues going on last week, and the amount of support that I've gotten from the community has been just completely overwhelming. You know, I've gotten emails and forum posts and you know, messages on my FFXI page, and I even got someone sent me flowers, and like it was just like amazing, like the amount of support that I've gotten, and I really appreciate it. So thank you very much. So I guess we'll go right into our news.
Yeah.
Ish.
All right.
First off, we will go over the Chocobo Circuit edition that we will be. So fortunate enough to
it's pretty much what they should have added when they added the whole racing thing.
But I agree.
As we know from Square Enix, everything's been a little slow coming out of the door here. But basically, it's not in like a PvP type of thing with your birds. You'll be able to race them against other people, which will be really cool because that's right. Something that you know not a lot of people do the racing right now because it's all automated. There's not a whole lot to do with it, but this will give people. You know, race your chocobos and stuff and make fun of them and theirs loses.
They had mentioned a long time ago the possibility of adding gambling to the mix.
Yeah.
And they are bringing out choco bets.
Which really surprised me. The way they're handling this is that...
It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, when you place a bet, you'll have to purchase like tickets, and the value of the ticket is determined by something called a quill. And
yes.
Like for a one quill is like 100 gil, and one ticket can have 999 quills. That's
exactly.
Like
so
way
that's like
more almost... gil than like I would have ever thought Square Enix would have allowed.
I know,
knowing
which
them,
is really
like,
cool though.
Yeah,
because it adds a lot more flexibility. Like it would be kind of lame if like the max bet you could do was like 200 gil.
Like yeah, that's what I like. Maybe like one, you know, like a 1,000 gil or something. That's what I, you know, that's probably what a lot of people would have expected from this. But like 999,000, like wow.
Yeah, that's like yeah, that's a lot of money. And like you could totally put yourself in the poorhouse. By
oh yeah.
And it's actually a pretty good way to sink money into the game, you know.
Yeah, I can just imagine a whole bunch of people like standing outside the Chocobo circuit, like no gear on, like asking for money, like I'll pay you back, I promise.
Exactly. Like, you got like a level.
I got a good feeling about this one.
Level 75 red mage, like you know,
Yeah.
Begging for food or something.
And the one thing that's cool about this is actually the maps have been in the dev file since like Ottergon came out for the Chocobo circuit. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to access it from all the towns. There's, and I'm assuming, you know, those little like Chocobo racing, like, I don't know, huts or whatever you want to call them that were added, you know, a couple updates ago. In each town, you know, I think, what is it, Bastok Mines, Winterstuff, Woods, Southern Sandoria, where you can go to race your Chocobos now, it's probably where you're going to be entering them from. There's also, in the debts, it looks like you'll be able to enter it from Port Juno and Ottergon Whitegate.
Ottergon Whitegate, yeah.
So that'll be cool. You'll be able to get there from, like, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that was kind of cool that caught my eye, too, which is something I wasn't expecting, is when you win, you'll get something called victory points.
Yes.
And those, you can get, like, team victory points, which is, they talk about official recognized teams, which is, you know, the Three Nations, Bastok, Sandy, and Windurst. And that it'll accumulate to almost like a conquest point type of thing, and where...
Yes.
Yeah, the first place team will get unique items that they can buy with Chocobucks, and it says it will also offer members other benefits at the track.
Yeah, who knows what that'll
Which
be, though.
I'm curious to see, because all these towns are linking into the circuit, I wonder if it's gonna they're going to let other players, you know, if you're from Bastok and you want to go to Sandy, could you cut through the circuit?
Like, I was just going
to
ask that.
That'd be something, you know, really cool to be able to do, or maybe that'll be, like, one of the perks of, you know, being, like, one of the, you know, the leading team or whatever.
Exactly, right.
So that'll
go
be cool.
Windurst. Woo! Windurst Chocobo team for the win! Yeah!
Yeah, that'll be very interesting to see how that works. Hopefully they'll be adding... I remember a long time ago when they had started talking about this whole Chocobo raising type of thing, where they were like, maybe you can, you know, call your own personal Chocobo in areas like where you normally wouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
Maybe that could be a perk, like, if, you know, your thing is, I don't know.
I don't think they'll ever do that, because the whole point of not being able to call your Chocobo is it's a dangerous area, and you shouldn't be there.
But a long time ago, didn't they say something along the lines of, like, a few areas?
On Fusion's point, like, how cool would it be to be able to pull your Chocobo out in, like, you know, Bodicene.
Well, there's a couple areas, especially some of these bigger areas where you can't call Chocobos, like, you know, the Tevnazia areas, like Zarkabard and that kind of stuff.
Dude, you should be able to pull it out in like a BCNM or something. Just be like, oh, we're getting totally raped.
Everyone's like oh, you know, yeah, like, I can see some white mage coming in. Like, heal us, we're losing HP. It's like, I'm trying to dig over here, you mind? Anybody got some greens? I ran out of greens.
I'm playing Chocobo hot and cold, all right?
Yeah. It's like, where's the chest? But yeah, so that'll be cool to see. I know I'll probably be spending...
Oh, crap. More Geisel greens.
I'll be spending a lot of time on this, probably, with school starting up. I got a couple of hours to kill between classes, so I'll probably either make millions or lose every single gil I have.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Well, there's a whole system on the Choco on the Choco bets with the odds and the 2-to-1 and the blah, blah, blah. It's kind of like a horse race, except obviously we're talking about birds here. Yeah. So actually, you know, it might be a way to make some money.
Could be.
Or lose lots and lots of money.
Yeah, the only way I'd be able to make money on this is if I didn't bet on my bird, because I got my bird matured this week, and I'll get into that later, but he sucks at racing. I haven't won a single race yet. I haven't even, like, got, like, 7th place yet. This is last place.
Hey, it totally could be the operator, man. It may not be the bird.
I'll control all the races.
Yeah, speaking of being the operator, it doesn't look like you'll actually be controlling the Chocobo in the circuit while it's racing, but they make it kind of sound like you'll be there somehow.
I hope that you'll be riding your Chocobo. That's one of the things that is kind of, like, I didn't like about the whole racing thing. You know, you spend all this time raising your bird and everything. You give it all these stats, like the ones, I forget which stat specifically, but it helps, it determines, like, how they use items during the race or whatever. But it's not the bird that uses the item, it's the jockey. I'm not doing, like, jockey raising. I'm doing chocobo racing.
I don't want to trust jockeys with my
I don't like it when someone else rides my bird.
They don't get paid a whole lot, you know, they might just gank that.
Right, they're probably, like, all frustrated, they're like, oh, I don't want to be here, I'm just gonna, like, oh, here's an apple, here, get out of here, you know?
Yeah.
Like... So hopefully, I mean, since you're racing your bird against other people's birds, hopefully, you know, you'll be able to represent your bird a little better than, hey, check out the dude with the cornrows that doesn't look anything like me. He's like, that's my bird. Like,
the Boyds.
Yeah.
The Boyds. Well, maybe they'll do... I mean, even if it was, like, your character map, like, you, but not you, that'd be kind of cool. Just, like, to see you racing your chocobo.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean...
Even though, you know...
Right.
You know.
It's one of those kind of cool.
Like, if it was, like, a cutscene almost.
That's pretty much what it is now. I mean, you just sit there and kind of lay like back. You. That's fine, but I want to see me on my bird. Not some, like, other guy who's, like, a mercenary from Otter Gown that I've never heard of.
Some scrub.
Yeah, some dude who's a mercenary. I'm like, okay.
Found him on the side of the street.
It's like, he hasn't, like, won any races for me yet. I don't like him. Can I, like, fire him? I didn't pick this guy. Get him out of here.
Exactly. He is not on contract.
Yeah.
All right.
See, I guess it'll
anything else with that?
No, that's pretty much it. We're just gonna have to.
I wanted to make sure we got everything.
Yeah,
out of that.
That's cool. It, man. Yeah. We're gonna have a big show next week talking about all this good stuff after we get a chance to check it out.
Very cool. I'm excited about that too,
dude.
Cool.
I think you're more excited about the battle adjustments they announced, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. They have, like, actually motivated me to actually unlock Beastmaster. Maybe not so much pop.
Maybe not XP it much, but I'll at least unlock it and give it a try.
All right, well, let's go over what they're giving
let's
us.
Let's go down
here.
The
First
list,
of
yeah.
all, it's battle adjustments, and these will be implemented in the update.
Which is actually tomorrow, so, like, you'll probably Monday. Be listening to this as you're waiting for the servers to be back, so.
Right, it's from 12 Eastern time. 12 noon Eastern time until 7 p.m.
It's like right in the
Eastern
middle
time.
Of everything when you guys are probably at like school or the job, whatever. So it kind of works out a little bit. It's not too bad.
Anyways, first of all, they're changing some things about Beastmaster, Corsair, and Puppet Master. And for I'll go over Beastmaster, and then I guess Kieran can go over Corsair.
I'll do Puppet Master since no one else cares.
I care Wall about pop. Puppet Master. It's just no. Anyways, okay. Beastmaster, what they're doing is they're changing the Call Beast command so that the Call Beast command lasts longer. So the beasts that you actually call with jugs will be with you for longer periods of time, which is really cool. It says maybe up to 90 minutes, and I know that it wasn't even anywhere near that before.
Right.
Just kind of
No. It was I can't really confirm this, but it had to have something to do with your Beastmaster level and like certain stats you had up. Like if you had plus charisma, I'm sure the beast would stay longer. I mean, that only makes logical sense.
Yeah. The thing that kind of like makes me a little curious is they say depending on the type of the pet, like that'll be like how long it stays out. So is it, you know, I wonder if it's going to be like a lower level would stay out longer or something like that, or like the type of mob it is. I don't know. Like, it'll be interesting to see.
Also, they're saying, and I'm not really sure exactly how this is going to work yet, but it says, additionally, when not engaged in combat, pet healing will be possible through the stay ability. And stay has always been pretty cool to me because, like, if I was trying to run from a mob, I would just hit stay and then run away, and then when they die, they would come after me.
But so what does stay, like, do exactly? Like, I really haven't done a whole
like,
lot of beast
okay,
stuff.
You can
well,
tell...
it's just like a heal. Like, you just make them sit... They sit
you
next
can just,
to you,
yeah, you can
and
tell
it's
them
just
stay.
Like you would heal.
Okay.
And you can walk away from them, and they'll stay there.
Right.
So, if you're going to lose that pet, if it's going to come after you soon, you can tell it to stay and then run away. Or, like, you know, if you engage
you
something and it gets
linked.
No, but now they're saying you can heal your pet with the use of the stay ability.
Right.
I don't know what...
So before it turns
like,
and starts attacking
H,
you can
you
give
press...
it some more health.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I don't know.
It's just like normally when you would press H to heal, or you would press down the analog stick if you use a controller, you know, to
heal. And they'll just get like a heal.
And they'll stay with you. I'm sure it's something of that nature.
Okay.
Yeah, next week I'll talk about it. Also, the most important one is the experience penalty previously incurred by Beastmaster while using charmed monsters will be done away with.
That is a huge change.
That's so big. Like, seriously, like, with that, it'll make partying
I can see, I'm almost, you know, I'm a little tempted to get out my Beastmaster and go party with it a little bit. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of people will do the same.
Beastmaster could be definitely interesting now.
Very, very cool. So, Yeah, that's all on Beastmaster, but that's enough. That's really cool. Actually, when I get to 75, I was thinking maybe I should just level Beastmaster full time because I've had a
lot. You gotta get your paladin to 75, though, man.
I said after 75. Okay. So just relax.
I'm just forcing that, man.
Like, whoa!
You need to get that up.
Whoa! You want to fight? We can fight. All right.
Get out my boxing gloves, man. Let's go.
Let's do it. Corsair, Kieran.
Kieran is DC, so let's call him back. And I'll go over Puppet Master. So, you know, we've talked about this a little bit. I think in one of the interviews with the dev team, they had talked about something like this. They're going to add two new headpieces for the automaton. One that'll be based around healing, and the other will be based around elemental magic. So basically, like a white mage and a black mage type of head.
Yeah.
It's the same as the mage head you have now. Instead of the red turban, it's got like a black one and a white one, which is kind of boring, but you know,
it
whatever.
It still looks kind of cool, actually.
It's all right.
It's just a
recolor. I would have liked to see a new design, personally, but I'll take what they give us. And then they also talk about how they're gonna improve automaton's, you know, attack accuracy and stuff like that. So that'll be another one of those things. We'll just have to kind of see and wait and see what they do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Kieran, you're back?
Obviously
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay.
Okay, we're. Anyways, with the two puppet frames, they have the one will be obviously a healing head, and the other will be the elemental head. So the puppet will focus more on those two things.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was just like, huh? It'll, you know, depending on how you equip it, it'll heal or you know, it'll nuke.
Puppet is just one of those. It's a complicated job from what I've tried to do with it. So
it's complicated, but it's like customizable, which is really cool.
Extremely customizable, which is what makes it really great. But you know, at the other end, it's Puppet Master. So we'll have to, you know, if anyone out there does Puppet Master and is going to try out these new heads, let us know what you think about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only time I partied with a Puppet Master was way, way back when, probably when it first came out, and the puppet just constantly died. It didn't even seem worth it to have it out. It was just every time the monster did anything AoE, it just died instantly.
Dude, my puppet was always kicking some serious butt.
I had partied with a Puppet Master like in the 60s, I think, when I was taking my samurai up to Cap, and he wasn't doing anything. He was just kind of sitting there. He's like, "Hey, look, I can hit stuff, and I got this little guy that hits stuff too." Really wasn't a big damage dealer or anything. So, you know, whether he didn't have stuff, you know, attachments like, you know, to optimize damage, or if that's just how, you know, it works, it's, you know, I'm not an expert on Puppet Master by any means, so.
Puppet's actually pretty cool. Like, I was duoing with me as a Beast Master, and he was a Puppet Master, and it was working pretty well, and it was pretty cool. Like, it was powerful because he could make it do whatever we wanted it to do.
Right.
You know, like,
it's definitely the most versatile job.
Yeah, if we wanted him to tank and have the puppet just heal him, we could do that. Or, you know, we could have the puppet, like, you know, DD, you know, or, you know, whatever we wanted. So it was pretty cool. Like, it added a whole different kind of, like, level to the possibilities of leveling.
Very cool.
All right, Corsair, Kieran.
Yay! Okay, let's take a look here what we got. All right. First of all, they're going to beef us up big time. I mean, apparently they say it's going to make us happy recipients of several job enhancements. Lol. Okay. First of all, the Phantom Roll effects are going to be changed so that, you know, it's not so much what you roll, it's just the fact that you're rolling it. Like, the specific lucky and 11 rolls will still be there, but the effect will still be able to be felt a lot on a more grandiose scale. Like, you'd definitely be able to notice effect in fighter's roll. The times where you'll double attack will be increased, even if you didn't roll a lucky roll, which is 5 for that roll, or an 11. Also, which, you know, I thought they created a new word when they brought this out, but the efficacy of a roll, which, you know, means...
Yeah, we were going over this earlier. We're like, is that a typo?
Yeah,
what is this?
I was like, did they mean efficiency? But I looked it up, and it just means the effectiveness, which is decidedly different from efficiency, because efficiency is the difference between how well it works compared to how often you use it, etc.
Is this going to be on the test?
It should be. Dude, okay. I take Corsair very seriously. Just make it okay, so basically what they're trying to do is beef us up considerably as compared to Bards, because Corsair has been compared to them, obviously. So they're trying to
beef up...
Be careful
what you say, because Caitlyn's a Bard, so don't knock
I wasn't going to make any comments,
just wanted
but
to
that's what they're
you.
Doing. They're trying to differentiate Corsair from Bard.
I think they're trying to make it so that Corsair's seen as you know... They granted they are a support job, but they're trying to like push that a little more. It looks like they say if you roll an 11 now, the efficacy will for the most part exceed that of two bard songs. So it looks like they're taking because like bard they pretty much get like a spell like every level. They have a lot of songs.
Yeah,
and Corsair is
just
a
plethora of songs.
Corsair is
just
stuck with a little handful of stuff.
Dice,
so they're
you
just
know?
You know they're giving them.
How many of those songs do you use as a bard? Like,
three.
Use like three, maybe four of all of them.
Maybe.
It depends on the situation.
Okay. Also on top.
Mambo.
On top of that, they're kind of bringing us closer to bards in the fact that we'll now be able to do our roles more often, especially with the merit ability fold.
Right.
It's going to change to bring that downtime back a little bit. Lol, Sheepo Mambo. let's see. So that's going to help out a good bit with that merit ability. And this is the one thing that... Yeah, it's the last one, so I'm sure that's what you're already saying.
It's a little weird.
It's a little weird, because I'll go ahead and say this before I bring it up, but the whole point of being a support job like a Bard or a Corsair is to be able to isolate your abilities... And to put what you want on the mages as well as have what you desire to also be on the DDs. What they're initiating here is they're putting in gear that will increase the AoE range of your Corsair rolls. This could be good in like a DD, a TP, or a mono burn party, where if you're the sole support job, and you're throwing up Evoker's roll and, you know, the Warlock's roll for, you know, increased accuracy and stuff like that. You know, that would be pretty cool. That way, you know, the mages can be all spread out and they still all get the same effect.
Right.
Exactly.
Whereas in the majority of party situations, or sorry, also that would also be really beneficial in like BCNMs, like you, or like NMs, or God fights, you know, you stick yourself in this part of the alliance where it's all mages.
Right.
You know, that would be very beneficial there. But on the most part of XPing parties, that gear would be entirely useless because you've got to have, you know, that distance between the DDs and the mages so I can throw up, you know, like if you, not so I can throw up, but so I can, you know, I can use, like a bard can do mage's ballad and, you know, or a corsair can, you know, put up a Evoker's roll. Or any of the other, or the healer's role, you know, for all the MP gain. So this gear doesn't quite serve the purpose.
Like
in a
traditional party, you know, you have like a like old school. You'd have like a white mage, or like you know, you'd have a couple mages, and then you have like your DD party, and you know they'd be on like opposite sides or whatever. You just run back and forth and do it, you know, do the rolls, do the songs, whatever. And increasing this now, like it was the whole point of it was to make sure that, you know, the bards or the mages got their songs, the melee got their songs. It would almost make sense to like add something that decreased the range so that you wouldn't have to keep running back and forth and have everyone spread out almost.
We talked about my idea earlier and I'm gonna bring that
to
the forefront.
That was a good idea.
And I think I really think honestly you should give this to you can't give it to Bard because it wouldn't make any sense. You know, logically, that they can isolate who they give.
Well, I mean, for both jobs, I think. I mean, for certain songs, it might make
not so much because a song is heard and it can't be isolated. Now, roll, you can point your finger and say, "Hey, I'm putting this person." You know, because it's a roll. You know, like a song is like you're playing for everybody.
Yeah.
So that makes perfectly logical sense, but. So ultimately, that would end then. What you would be doing is isolating and selecting the specific people that you want this role on. You can say at the beginning of the party.
That would be actually kind of cool, yeah.
At the beginning of the party, you click, okay, you've got four DDs. Click, 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 click. If I do this macro, or if I do this button, that's what, who these roles go to.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and you go click, click to your mages, and there you go.
Right.
You know, so...
It's none of this running around in the warriors like, I don't need a Volker's role, what are you doing? It's like, well, don't stand near me, go
It's
over
like,
there.
Then stop standing here, moron. But then again, then you get
Story
the problem...
of my life.
Yeah. Then you get the problem of this. What about pallies?
Mm-hmm.
That's when
what
you
about
pull,
pallies?
That's when you pull... Yeah, exactly. But that's when you pull your pally to the side and say, look here, buddy. I know you use MP, and you need MP to cast Flash and all that nifty little stuff you do. But you need to decide what roles you want.
Right.
Don't tell me to put Fighter's role on you and Chaos role.
Seriously,
and then
though?
Beg me for Healer's role and Evoker's. You're
seriously,
kidding me.
Though? That would be actually pretty cool. Like, if someone came to me and said, you know, what kind of roles would you
like?
Like,
man, take your
I
orders,
always
sir.
Do that. If
that
I have a,
awesome.
If I have one of those jobs that's like
if
in the
middle
of the
said,
road.
If the bard said, hey, Stick, what kind of songs would you want if you could just target one person? I'd be like, I want Shifo Mambo and like Sword Pigeon.
Cool. Shifo, man.
Cool. No, but realistically, it'd be. Do? You know, like, you talk to the Dark Knight and say, hey, I realize you need MP2, but mm-hmm. so do you want Chaos Roll and this? Or do you want Chaos Roll and Evokers? And, you know, they can be like, yeah, sure, throw me in that queue.
Right. Because the different situations are different. Like, in Honor Gone, if you have, like, you know, you got your Sanction and you have your Refresh from that, you may not, you know, you might not need another one. Or, I don't know, maybe you do. No. I don't know.
It's always nice to have an extra,
well, dude,
but it's not as
you
necessary.
You can never, ever, ever right. have enough Refresh.
But I'm saying, what I'm saying is, like...
It wouldn't be, like, as
like,
much the
me,
end of the world.
I'd be like, dude, hook me up with some accuracy, or, like, hook me up with, you know, I don't know, there's lots of different options.
Right.
Especially as a Dark Knight. They're like, please give me yeah. Hunter's Roll.
I can't hit
a broadside of a barn. if I threw my scythe, I don't think I could hit air. Like, if I spun around 8 times and then just let it go, I think I would hit my toe. I mean, that's how accurate Dark Knights are, and my fiance is going to stab me in the neck.
And I'm sure lots of other people will too. So we have to sing now. Now it's time to sing the "We Love Dark Knights" song. Ready?
I can't sing Dark a lie.
It's like I can never tell a lie.
Yeah.
Everybody light a candle. All right.
It's a candlelight vigil. Whoa. Yeah, but that's pretty much it. I mean, that's my suggestion for core.
Yeah.
And I would go into kind of where I got the idea from, but, you know, we
It'd
won't
be kind
of
nifty.
Far.
Kind of interesting.
It really would, but the only problem is me being from an IP perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'd be really hard to code. Because basically you'd have to come up with an entire line of code just... You know, just for that ability. You know, because there are no other abilities in-game
right.
that allow you to select individual party members for those individual buffs. I mean, like, there
well,
is...
Well, not
like
as an AoE
system.
Type of thing.
Yeah,
to, like,
but not as a,
to...
I want these three people to get it mm-hmm. and not this other person.
Right.
Because realistically, if you turned Corsair into a single spell buff-giving job, it's like, we might as well just be a red mage.
Right.
You know...
Good call, good call.
That would take way more of the damage dealing or like the melee type aspect
plus,
away
like,
and make him almost solely support.
Right.
Right. Plus like if you bust, like it's more realistic if everybody busts, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well no. I think you misunderstand the bust what happens. What happens in a bust is the Corsair receives the effect of bust.
Oh, okay.
The people you were rolling for just don't get the effect you were rolling for.
Gotcha.
They don't get a negative effect.
I'm clearly a Corsair noob.
Yeah.
I think my Corsair is like level 20.
Yeah, mine's like 20 too, I think.
That's a given. I kind of knew that.
Mine's not even unlocked, so.
we're gonna have to work on that for you, Caitlin. So what do you think about all these things, Caitlin? About all these new...
She's worried now. She's like, I'm not going to get
it. I actually am. Like, I'm just... I don't know. If it's going to exceed bard songs, then what's going to happen to my job?
It'd be interesting.
Bards
to see.
Are just going to turn being turned into the catch-all. It's because they've got so many more abilities than us.
No matter how they tweak Corsair, Corsairs will never have Sheepfo Mambo.
Oh my god.
Besides, you're already 75, so like you're already doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about getting into a party to like level.
Right.
True.
You just get into a merit party.
Now did you talk about the new ammo?
No, I didn't get into that. And that's like the biggest thing I'm excited about.
And I hope it's something low level, because low level.
And they don't really give you that much information though either.
They just say new ammunition with rather enticing damage rating. So
yeah, but that leaves open so much room because, you know, we have three types of ammo. We've got I don't even include copper in that. You know, we've got iron. And then Corsair bullets.
Right.
You know, and those are the big ones. I mean, I'm missing one here, too. I mean, there's bullet, iron bullet, and then Corsair's bullet. And Corsair bullet, as you know, are only obtainable through the E&M pulling the strings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
so it's only a bullet that you would use to macro in for slug shot or, you know, any of your card shots, you know, because that doesn't extend the bullet. I mean, like, you know, so, I mean, that would be the only reason you'd use those bullets, because they're so insane to get. And, like, when you get them, you don't get a stack of 99. You get, like, 20. You know, like, because I've gotten a stack before, and it was lame. I was like, sweet! And it's, like, 20.
It's gone already.
That fails.
Yeah. It's like, wow, my ammo is gone already.
Hopefully, like...
saying, yeah, I did awesome damage for a whole 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're using, God, what is it, the Coffin Maker that has, like, the really, really, like, high, it's low DPS, but a really high, like, really quick shot. Low delay, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I could not say the word delay to save my life. you know, so it'd be interesting to see what they do with the bullets.
I'm hoping that one of these bullets are going to be at the lower levels, because... just starting out with Corsair, you get like a really, really bad bullet, and then all of a sudden it jumps.
You don't even get your first gun until 15.
Yeah, yeah. And like the bullets you can use then the are bullets horrible. At level 1. And then all of a sudden at like 22, they just go woo, like through the roof. You're like, what? There's nothing between
them. Wait, I'm actually doing damage.
I understand what they're trying to do, because they're not trying to make us another Ranger.
Right. But they're definitely going to make Corsair appeal more to these TP burns, because not only will their rolls be a little more, they'll be quicker, they'll be, you know, a little stronger now, and then, you know, now they'll maybe even be able to do a little more damage on top of that.
Right.
So that's cool.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
No, yeah.
I am decidedly not disagreeing with you.
You say the word decidedly a lot. Decidedly.
I do. Yeah, of course.
Caitlin, I'm back on the whole Chocobo... circuit thing. Did you have anything to add to that? I forgot to ask you. What did you think about that?
I don't even have a chocobo yet.
I was just going to ask you if you wanted to go race chocobos together.
Well, when it comes time for in-game stuff, I have some stuff about chocobos, so I can talk about that then.
I guess that's excellent. We're actually done with all the news, so I guess that would take us to the end game.
Take us right into in game then. How about that, Caitlin?
How about that chocobo stuff?
All right. Well, a long time ago, I posted on the forums that I really wanted a red chocobo, and I got a private message from Tekumel a few days ago, and he said that he had a red. But he said that he had a red chocobo card, and so he sent me one, and so now I think I just need a red female card, but I actually have no idea how it works, so I'm just, I don't know.
You know, actually, if you mate two red ones, it just, like, explodes in a ball of fire, so you don't want to do that.
I would do it just to see that. It's not even guaranteed that you'll get a colored chocobo.
No, it's
like,
not.
Like, I mated mine. I had a regular old run-of-the-mill yellow chocobo that I mated with, like, a blue chocobo, because I wanted a blue one. So, basically, like, the way it works is you get this, you send the chocobos on a date.
Yep.
And, like, the date that you choose, you know, it'll say, like, if you choose this date, you know, There's more of a chance.
Like stats transfer over and stuff. Kind
of
like
yeah. That. If you choose this day, there's more of a chance that the female's stats are
right. Or if you do another one, there's a chance that they may inherit one of the traits or whatever.
Right. Exactly. So I did that for the female so that I could, you know, shoot for a blue chocobo, and it didn't work.
Ah.
I paid that lady $10,000 for that chocobo card too. She's like, this chocobo has like class 1 super duper awesome speed strength.
I want super duper awesome speed.
I was like, awesome. I was like, dude.
Is that what like the trainer told you? This chocobo has super duper mega awesome speed.
No, that's what the player told me. She was like,
I wouldn't trust anybody who said super duper.
I wouldn't
mega
buy
awesome.
Cards like, off
it, of it says somewhere that it was first class strength or something like that.
That's really good.
Didn't you buy that Choco card when you were in the Dunes?
The Dunes, yes. I remember that.
I remember that, too.
Not only would I never buy a card, I would especially not buy it in the Dunes.
Maybe
that's someone
why.
Like, dude, I got this really cool, it's a gold Chocobo. I'll give you the card for, like, $100,000, and you're like, all right, sweet. And you go to, like, take it, and it's just, like, a yellow bird, and you're like...
It's like, no, your
it's yellow. No,
it's really high on your machine.
It's gold, man. Yeah, that could
It was just your contrast. You lied.
So I was upset because I waited like a long time for that like chocobo to hatch and grow.
Yeah, that's
up
the thing too. Like so you get all pumped for it, and then it takes forever to like find out like if it's gonna be like a blue or red or whatever.
Dude, it's and so funny. Like you're talking about day. Like you're talking about somebody like you're paying them too much money. I see them just like running off like the Hamburglar, you know, like with your money.
I got the news. Bye bye.
It's like I got your money, son. Running. like a crackhead.
They have to be in like a striped uniform with like a little mask and a hat.
Oh god.
It should be a Taro too, just for a fact.
Just for a hoot.
Yeah. Choco Burglar.
Choco. That'll be one of the new jobs coming out with the
Dude, Choco Crispies.
Choco Burglar.
Choco Crispies.
Oh man.
Not You'd buy him.
I would.
I would buy him.
Just like I'd buy Tonberry Crunch.
Tonberry. Oh dude, that's raffle. Why didn't we think of that one last time?
Dude, Tonberry Crunch is an old thing, man.
That's old.
Oh dude, I must be out of the loop, man.
Moogle cereal.
Yes. It's Koopa-rific. All right.
Hey, all right. Fusion
got one, dude.
Yay.
Good job.
Like, anyway. I have this really big like grin on my face right now. I feel all
that's
important.
That's so sad that we all say that because we all know Fusion never makes a good joke.
And he gets
one, and we're like, yes.
I was over at Taken's house this weekend, and I had said something. Taken, whichever. And I had said something. I made some kind of comment, and he busts out his Winamp and played that stupid sound. Yeah, and I had to reach over and grab his volume control. I'm like, leave it alone.
If you touch the control again.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's get back on it. Caitlin, what else have we been up to?
I got a new Skylink shell. It's called Skynet, and they're one of those Link shells.
Oh, dude, that's an awesome name!
I wonder what they
do.
No. Do you know where that's from, dude?
No.
Skynet's from Terminator, son.
Yeah, dude.
So instead of like going to like Farm Pops for like Genbu, you just walk around looking for Sarah Connor. Is that?
Yeah.
Come with me if you
John
want to
and
live.
Sarah Connor. Look for Sarah Connor.
Come with me if you want to live. That's so funny because that ties into the Arnold stuff from last episode.
There you go.
I've actually seen some of the Skynet folks around.
Oh, okay.
Kujata.
Is it now? Yeah, is it a new Kujata Link shell, or have they been around for a while?
I think they've been around for a little while. I'm not really sure though, because they've been shouting for members, and okay. I honestly don't know how good those link shells are. But I figured I might as well start somewhere.
Right.
So, and the last link shell that I was in, I was only able to do one thing with them. They had all of their events at 5:30, so that was just like when I eat dinner and stuff like that. So I just ended up finding a new one, and this one has a good time. But
that's actually pretty.
Dude, they've got to be pretty badass if their name's Skynet.
Lol.
I'm sorry.
Mean Green Machine, is that what it was? Or Green?
Yeah, Mean Green Machine.
Mean Green Machine. I was partying with this dude from Mean Green Machine, and I was like, oh, dude, I know someone in your link shell. He's like, seriously, that's awesome. Who is it? I was like, Caitlin. He's like, pause. Never heard of her. Ha ha ha. Never heard of her.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of funny. I hope that works out for you.
Yeah, timing is horrible with trying to do events. I know, like, every Wednesday we do just our timing, like, with Limbus. I'm usually, like, I have to, like, take a break to eat, like, right as we're ready to, like, teleport out to go in to see. I'll be like, BRB, like, 2 seconds, guys.
Like, 2 seconds, pizza.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this new one, they're at 7, so usually I'm done pretty much everything for the day. Mm-hmm. And it actually works pretty well with my class schedule that will be starting soon. So
school sucks.
Yeah. And but my first event that I'd be able to make it to would be tomorrow. But apparently the maintenance is finishing right at it. So I don't know, usually it runs longer than they say. So I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to do the first scheduled event. So yeah, and other than that, I leveled Ninja a bit. I wanna get it as a sub for merit parties because right now I just have White Mage.
God.
Yeah, and I'm
the
really
Ninja sub non evolution.
I hear you, man.
I know. I'm really hating leveling it.
it's bad when you don't want to level it, but when you have to level it and don't want to at the same time, you're just like, oh my god.
Yeah.
You gotta let me know when the next time you're leveling Ninja is, because I want to power level you. Because I've got.
She's
to
like, yes,
see
I'm good.
You. I've got to see you playing Ninja. I've got to see that.
You're not even like doing it as a favor. He's just like, I need to be entertained.
I gotta see the dual wielding action with Caitlin. What level is your Ninja?
Or did 23.
You just? 23. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That puts you at Quiffum. So I'm gonna. Yeah, I gotta see that.
Yeah, and I'm so used to, like, White Mage and Bard, so tanking is a bit of a challenge, especially...
You're like, I'm attacking stuff? What is
yeah. I don't know, and I've never really liked Ninja tanks in the first place.
And the worst is, like, when you've been doing, like, mage-type jobs, and you go to do something, you're like, oh, I need to heal that person, wait, hold on, I can't do that.
Start panicking that they're dying. But
you're sitting there, you're like, why isn't the mage doing that? I could be so much better than this mage is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Yep.
That's about it for me.
Cool. I guess
That's a boot it?
That's, oh, okay.
Yes. That's a boot it.
And there you have it, Canadians actually say.
I knew I wouldn't be able to get away from it. I knew it would come up.
That's because I'm an evil jerk, but whatever.
Yes, well, for the record, I have never made fun of Canadians before.
No, but I do it daily.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm
daily.
Dude, I wake up in the
it's
morning.
Like your
it's
daily
like,
routine.
Canadians
like,
are so silly.
Like, wake up, get out of bed, shower, eat cereal, make fun of Canadians, go to work.
No, it's not even in that order, dude. It's like, wake up, brush teeth, make fun of Canadians,
dude,
breakfast.
The funniest
Canadians.
Thing about poopy. Was I think it was in the it was I think it was actually like the Steak Fan Club forum thread when you posted your signature like poutine and like you're just having a serious conversation.
Someone just comes in and they're like,
someone's just like, "Lol, is that poutine?" I was like,
"Oh, I saw that too." I'm just kind of like, "What?" Like, okay, I'm gonna go over here now.
Slashed random.
Yeah, no kidding.
Random. Okay.
Nice. I guess I'll go next. I have a little bit of chocobo stuff this week.
Do it.
About a month ago, my buddy Rylas hooked me up. He had two black chocobos, male and female. So he gave me the cards for those, and I had them do their thing. And this week, it matured into adulthood, and it's actually a black chocobo.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool, and it's got a long time. Well, not right when they came out with the chocobo raising, but a little afterwards, they had the appearance changes. And so mine's got more tail feathers, and it's got like the different feet and stuff. So that's kind of cool. It's not just like a regular chocobo only like black.
That's
actually
really cool.
It's a little different looking. So that's cool. So I was pretty pumped. I'm like, awesome. Like, while I was racing it, like, when I would do, like, the little races, like, it would win. It only lost, I think, like, one race. So that was pretty good. So I got it, the racing form for it. I went over, I put him in a race, and he's gotten last place in every single race he has been in, which well, is really disappointing.
But he's still black.
Still black though, so that's kind of cool. But hopefully, I can still get the stats up a little bit to actually win some races, especially with the talk about like possibly adding some items and like prizes and that kind of stuff. Like, I want to, you know, win some and you know see what's going on with that.
So sweet. Cool.
Apart from that, I actually finally set up my FFXI page.
Yes, so I saw that. Awesome.
There, go ahead and check that out. It's just my FFXI/ you know, FusionX. It's pretty, you know, easy to figure out.
Maya 7, who's one of the admins on that site, she writes me a message. She says, "Lol, FusionX created a post or created a profile." She's like, "What did you do? Like, pay him or something?" I don't remember.
I've just been a little busy working with stuff on our website. And I got the TFA page going over my FFX. I've been working on that a little bit, and yeah, finally, yeah. I had some free time. Like, let's do it. And put it up. And it. There
looks
you go.
Good, by the way.
Yeah, thank
you. I haven't done it yet, so don't even feel bad, dude.
I added you just right now.
There you go.
I don't know if I should approve you or not. I'll have to contemplate that a little bit.
Let me see. Where are you at, Fusion? I'm going to add you too.
Didn't I add you already? I thought I would have. It's one of those things, sure, like, I thought I would have done. But
you sure did, didn't you?
Right. Yeah, other than that, I've been, you know, did some gods, did a little bit of Limbus and stuff. Like I said earlier, me and Coffee and Ty were hanging out this weekend. We actually fought all of the avatars. We tried to fight Fenrir, but we found out quickly that you cannot do that with three people. So we're going to have to get a couple other people and take them along, too. So that'll be cool. I had actually never been in the canal before.
Really?
That was my first time in there. And I got to say, like, it's pretty cool looking. Like, some of those areas in there. It's pretty nice.
Very nice.
So, like, we were getting ready. I'm like, where's this thing at? They're like, oh, it's through the canal. I'm like, the canal? Like, what? I'm like, I've never been there. Like, that had been, like, the only area I've never, ever been in. So I was like, well, let's go. You know, I actually logged out there. I'm going to go back and take some screenshots and look around a little bit. But, yeah. So that was cool. And then this morning, I finally beat Celestial Nexus. So I got ZM out of the way. So hopefully by next week or week after, I'll have Apocalypse Nye under my belt. So very excited to do that. Me being the mission freak I am, and especially with new Ottergon missions coming out with the conclusion for the whole thing, it's just going to be like a bunch of stuff all done at once, so that'll be really cool.
Awesome. I'm looking at your MyFFXI page, and I see nightmare crabs
everywhere. Yeah, that was Dynamis Bubimaru, and those things like multiply when you pull them. And
Ugarimu? Yeah. They multiply?
There was a lot of crabs. And we died. Horrible.
Fusion got crabs in Boomerimu. Alright.
I'm not gonna say anything. Just let's go.
Awesome. Who wants to go next? Kieran? Or me? Okay. I guess I'll go next.
I was like, don't all jump up at once here.
Yeah, there's a reason why I'm going next. Okay, so, I actually, even though the circumstances, were as they were, I was able to play some 11, this past week. I got up to 72.
Wow.
And yay. I have.
So you actually got on Paladin, XP'd with it, and leveled up?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to like mark this on a calendar or something. That's pretty cool.
I got my Sephira of Trials.
Nice.
And I'm working on breaking that.
Very cool.
So that I can get my my final weapon skill.
Get old Sev's blade.
Yeah, dude.
Thing's a pain in the butt to get with all the switches you gotta hit and
yeah, and like all the man.
Like the actual life. NM is pretty easy, but just going around hitting all the switches, it's kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I know. And, like, Savage Blade itself isn't really all that great, like, damage-wise. Mm. And it doesn't skill chain with anything, so it's kind of worthless.
Well, but, everything you know, skill chains with everything, but, I mean...
Well... Like,
there's always something you can skill chain with.
But... It's
actually having it do something awesome. Good, though, is that's the hard part.
It'll yeah, be nice to have.
Right. This is one of those things, like, I got it. Like, good game.
I can have it, so yep. I'll get it. So, I've got my Sapphire of Trials. I need to do, like, 300 skill chain, or 300...
The best thing to do is, like, get a samurai buddy, and or, like, someone that can sub samurai. Or find if you can, I don't know if anything... Like, I'm not a big... I don't do a lot of skill chains with people with swords, so I can't think of any right off the top of my head. But if you can find someone that you can do, like, light or darkness with, mm-hmm. get them to sub samurai. Get you. Do you have, like, samurai at, like, at least 30?
Yes.
Get that as a sub. Just go out to, like, Kuftal and just, like, do light and darkness for a couple hours, and you'll break that, like, no problem.
Wow.
Mm. Okay.
Like when I first got my trial weapon, it took forever to do, and then once I got on samurai, it was Mr. Coffee. He's like, you know, I'll get on ninja. We'll just go do darkness for a little bit, and that, it was really quick.
Really?
Yeah. It was. You know, like I think I had my spear for at least a month or two. I'd, you know, break out in a party every once in a while because I didn't really have anyone that was just like, let's go do points. You know, let's go get this broken.
I know one samurai. I do know a samurai. All right, it's on. It's so on.
There you go. Yeah, just a couple hours in like Kuftal or something, man. And yeah, that'll be that. You'll be done with it.
Word.
I have a question on that though. Can you do that on any mob as long as you have?
It has to be. It has to be at least like easy prey and above, I believe.
Oh, that's.
I think that's the rule.
I think you have to get experience from it.
Oh yeah.
Well, which would be like an easy prey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, awesome. Master of the obvious, Caitlin.
No problem.
someone has to say it. If it's not Caitlin, it would probably be like Steak.
No, it wouldn't be. Maybe it would be me. Okay. So other than that, I've been just hardcore grinding. Like, I wanted to just get as far as I possibly could, and 72.
Not too bad, man.
72 is as far as I got, man. And I don't know, maybe if time permits tonight, maybe I'll level a little more, get to 73, and then I'll buy some adamant armor.
There you go.
Sweet.
Get the blue and gold going.
Yeah, dude. Yes. That's pretty much it.
That's
all I did. Kieran?
Dude, I don't want to talk about it.
Do it.
Dude, I don't want to talk about it, man.
Oh, dude, I really don't.
No, dude.
They have to know, talk man. About it.
Come on, dude, this stuff is the bane of my existence, dude. I refuse.
Okay, then I'll talk about it. Okay.
No, you won't. No, shut up. Alright, dude, if anybody's got to tell it, I'm going to tell it. So, you know, last week, you know, I had an issue with de-leveling. You know, no big deal. Yeah. This week we had a larger problem with de-leveling.
Oh,
I lost a whole level.
A whole level.
Yeah, a whole level. Yeah. I think that was a total of dying about 18 times or so.
Is that, are you going for a record or?
No, not so much.
Somebody get this guy a slot in the Guinness book over here.
Yeah, if anything, I don't know. Sorry, you say Guinness and I think beer.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, that
happens.
That goes to show. Yeah, but yes, it is possible to in one day, in fact, lose a whole level in the game of Final Fantasy XI.
Oh my god,
that's horrible.
Well, it happened like this. You know, I have a friend who shall remain nameless. who needed some help with the bane of my existence, which is LB3. And we got through, you know, the Quadov Enclave, and, you know, the orcs
mm-hmm.
were easy, no problem. You know, no deaths, zero.
So you
deaths.
Got to Astrosia, right?
Yeah, so we get to Castle Astrosia. You know, yeah, I wasn't throwing out names there. I don't speak those names. So we got to the Yagudo place, and they pretty much, you know, socked it to us big time.
They're waiting Ponzer. For you.
Yeah, and the worst part about it is, needless to say, I was Corsair, and he was a samurai.
Mm. Not a lot you of know, healing which is cool. going on
it's
there.
It's cool the fact that he's samurai, you know, and you know, so you know, you're very correct, and there's not a lot of healing, and there's even a lesser amount of reviving.
Yeah,
because neither one of us remotely thought to bring a re-raise ring.
Oh man,
and it was just stupid.
And you died 18 times. Dumb.
Well, you don't have an exact count, and I kind of like it that
ten,
way.
So 10 plus, though?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, what do you lose, like 300, 400? I mean, probably...
It's a certain percentage, I can't.
I mean, it's a certain percentage, right, it's like, hand. You know, 10% or something like that. So at least 10 times without resurrection, meaning...
That,
you know,
it's like
we
10
went
times you had to home point and
times.
Come all the way back.
Yes, you better believe it.
Man...
That's
did you finish it? Did you get it done?
Oh no, it's done.
Okay. Like that would suck even more if like you didn't. You're just like,
oh
okay,
no, dude,
that's
it's
it.
Done. All it's right. just you know took a long
yeah.
time.
Oh man, that's horrible.
That
is pretty lame.
Yeah, that's.
I'm sorry. Oh my god, man. It's like hours of just like grinding.
Oh no, dude. Oh, you better believe, son. It took 2.5 hours.
Wow.
To lose a level. So yeah, if any, that should be the coffer question, like a couple weeks down the road. How long does it exactly take to lose a level at level 16?
How many deaths does it take to get to the D level of a Curin?
Lol.
The owl will just like bite your head off.
Yeah, D level. Oh, yeah, if an owl bites your head off in this game because there are no owls,
there is an owl in the game.
What? Yes, there
is an owl in the game. It's Carpenter's Landing, I think.
Yep, Carpenter's
actually
Landing.
Actually, made a YTMND. Yeah. It's like I think it's like FFXI. Oh, really? That YTMND or something like that.
Oh,
it's me getting into a yeah, really? Oh, really? Battle with this owl.
With the owl,
Mr. Owl.
Okay. Seriously, no. Kieran, I am writing that down on the board of Succors.
We have a board of Succors.
Thank you
Kieran
very much.
Kieran loses. Oh,
yeah, Kieran FTL.
Level. Whole level.
Yeah,
not
but
just
other
some.
Than that,
not just D leveled. Not
level.
Just D leveled.
Well, a whole level minus like 900 XP that I lost from that one. You know, group I was
in. Man.
Lame sauce.
Definitely.
All right, anything else, dude?
Yeah, well, other than that, really not a whole lot. I met another cool fan of the show on Remora, which now we are up to 3 people on Remora who remotely know what the show are. And that's other than myself, obviously. And
that would be
Starin and Remori and Artheon. Who is the guy I met today?
Right, shout out to Artheon.
Big shout out to Artheon.
Artheon.
He was totally, you know, bribing me to be on his friends list because he offered me free tellies forever.
Wow.
No, that's not true. He just offered me free tellies. I'm just full of it. Nah, man. He's like, hey, man, you know, I love PSA, and you know, anytime you need a tally, you know, just send me a tell. And I was like, word, dude, because those things get expensive.
Kieran, like, grabs a post-it note, writes the name down. He's like, I need to
write that. Yeah, actually, dude, it is written down on a piece of paper.
Nice.
Because I just met him today, and I did not want to forget his name. Because, you know, I forgot that one guy that I met on campus.
Oh, right.
Actually, coincidentally, his name is Rockman.
And like Mega Man.
And believe it or not, he's a Taru. But then again, you could have deduced that from the obviously masculine name.
Yeah.
Because I met like a Galka or a Galka, whatever, named Dancing Deer. And then I met like a freaking Taro named the Terminator or something.
Right.
You know, just obviously manually. It's like, man, you compensating for something there, buddy?
You should make like a Taro named like Galka Eater or something.
Well,
I have
sure, why not?
I have a Galka named Sensitive Pansy.
Yes, Sensitive Pansy.
Yeah, there was actually a guy who used to be in my link shell. He was a Galka, and his name was Huggy Bear.
If you ever get bored and you have some time to kill, like go into the character. You don't need to make the character, but go into the character creation game screen, where and go under Galka and just go through the auto like the auto names, like some of the thing like Whirling Blubber. Some of the names in
it's
there.
It's a fat just, guy spinning around.
Yeah, some of the things like Invincible Codfish. Like, what? This is absurd.
Invincible
names.
Codfish?
Yeah.
I don't think I want a sandwich made out of that.
There's just some really strange names in there.
This is ridiculous.
Every time I go, I want to make a new meal. I just sit. I've done this for hours. I'll just go through the auto names. I'll write down like the ones that are funny. And then I'll just be like, oh, I'll use this one. But, oh man, some of those are just crazy.
Word.
Okay, who's hitting the bottle?
Not me.
That was not me.
Are you sure that wasn't you, Fusion?
I am 100% sure that was not me.
Dude, because that sounds like something that would come from here.
God, for once you don't blame it on the pirate.
You drunken peg leg.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yar.
The
right.
First step is admitting you have a problem. Okay.
Where are we? What is this show about? Right. Anything else, Kieran, for your...
That would be a negative.
Alrighty. Then let's move along before we go too far off topic and we don't even remember what we're doing here. Okay?
Wait, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, we're doing a podcast.
What's a podcast?
Oh,
it's like a internet radio show, sort of.
That's
one of those
things. Wait, what's the internet?
Where people do stuff and
internets.
It's a series of dudes.
Donde está el internet? Sorry.
The internet. It's not a truck you just dump something on. It's a series of tubes.
You said the internets are a series of tubes.
Have you not? All right,
now we're getting too political now. We need to move along.
Internets. Okay. Internets. Treasure coffer. Let's do treasure coffer.
All right.
Good old TC.
Yes. Last week's question was what's the command that you use so that your character cannot target pets and. Wyverns,
automatons.
Forward slash go away.
Yeah.
And it's wyverns, not wyverns, noob.
Whatever, dude.
You say tomato, I say tomato. Whichever.
I say you're dumb. Okay.
All I know is I got A's in English and that A's good. Bad.
Counts for something.
Caitlin got an A in French.
I wish.
Dude, Caitlin speaks fluent French.
Oh, of course. It's the law.
It's the law, yeah. The Canadian law says you have to speak fluent French.
That would suck if like you get pulled over and the cop was like, say something in French, and you're like, it's like you're coming with me, I'm sorry.
And then you just say like, fries?
Oui?
kiss?
Okay, so fries? Back to treasure coffer.
Oh my god. Yes. Yes, what was the command?
/ignore pet.
/ignore pet.
I thought it was /go away.
Nope,
/ignore pet. No, that's what we use when we want to get rid of you and Steak.
Lol.
Ah,
oh, dude, you had such a good one earlier. What happened?
I couldn't let that one stand out. I had to counter it with a bad one. I can't actually like leave this show feeling good. That's not sad.
You have to bring yourself down.
I have to bring myself down a notch.
Funny.
Okay, so treasure coffer.
Yes, treasure coffer. Okay. So the winner of last week's treasure coffer was Instant Sneaker.
That is like the coolest name ever.
As opposed to a delayed sneaker.
Mm-hmm.
Or a canceled sneaker.
Yes, and I'm trying to figure out what server he's on. Oh, wait, you know what? I have it. I want to tell what server he's on so that he can say, hoorah, my server.
Or LOL, your server.
Hello, he's from the Bismarck server.
Okay. Yes. Hello, LOL, your server. No, I'm just kidding.
Bismarck. Hey, that's a pretty random server. Like, we don't really hear that much out of Bismarck.
I don't think we've ever had an email from Bismarck.
We might have had one.
We've had somebody, at least one person.
I don't know, dude. We should look into that.
That's like, you know, it's not Kujata and it's not Bahamut, so, you know, you're cool.
Right.
Absolutely. So, congratulations, sir, Instant Sneaker. I will have your prize sent out ASAP. All right. This week's treasure coffer question will be this, and it's going to be a little bit harder than the last one. Okay. There was once a server called Golbez. What was the Golbez server used for?
And no, it didn't have anything to do with the Addams Family. That's like when we were going over this earlier. I'm like,
no, that was just
that
you,
Addams
dude.
Addams Family? Like, what was? No, that was Gomez. No,
that
okay.
was Gomez. No, this is Golbez.
I was excited for a second. I'm like, man, I remember that. No,
like the
Gomez
the
server. It was the used to teach useless ball dancing and have retarded mustaches.
And it was populated by a bunch of giant, like, hands. That's all it was. It was just hands.
Golbez was the villain from Final Fantasy I. So, noobs. Anyways, so the question is, what was the Golbez server used for? It was taken down in February of 2002. But what was it used for? Mm-hmm. To answer the treasure coffer, go to our forums and send a personal message to treasure coffer with your name, your character name, your server, and your address. Please don't forget your address. Okay, if you don't send me your address, I can't send you anything. I don't know where to send it. So, anyways, so send your answers in ASAP, and good luck.
Actually, it's really just like a big front for credit card fraud. And we just want your addresses so we can like steal your credit cards and, you know, and run up your bad credit.
No. Nothing like
that.
Oh,
dude, did I just like ruin our whole plan? Oh, dang.
Shh.
Okay. Game over, kids. Have a good night.
Next week, we'll be starting
the
treasure.
Game over, man.
Okay.
If anybody knows where that's from, I'll give them $1.
What was that?
It's game over, man. Alright, dude. You guys fail.
I've heard it. I can't remember where from.
Oh, dude. I'll tell you later. Dude, forget Treasure Call for Final Fantasy. Dude, if you send me a PM with what movie that's from, I'll send you something.
Dude, do it.
Man, I know where that's from, too.
All right, let's go into email, shall we? Yes. Yeah. We only had one email that we'll go over this week, and that would be from Maya7, who hails from the Midgard server. She's a good friend of mine from over at MyFFXI. She's really awesome. And here is her email. She says, I was farming with the Fortress of Solitude Link Shell in Sky, and after many battles...
We got some awesome Sky LS names today.
Really?
The Fortress of Solitude, man. That was the hangout of Superman, dude.
Yeah.
Where? Anyways, and after many battles, I accidentally got my first merit point. She says, woot, now that I've got one of these shiny things, I really don't know what to do with it yet. But can you guys explain it better to me? It looks like I can only have a max of 10 merit points. Is that true, or am I wrong?
I've probably hit on this stuff a little more than you guys have, since you're not 74. Well, Caitlin, you're 75, right?
Yeah.
How long
have
you had that?
Maybe a month.
Okay, so there's still a little bit of trying to get into it. Basically, with merits, it's once you hit 75, you can choose to continue to gain experience points and cap it out, which is probably a good idea, or you can switch it over to earn limit points. And what those do is every 10,000, you get a merit. And then you can use that to upgrade, you know, you can put one in to, like, increase MP, HP, you know, increase enmity. There's also job-specific merits. Like, what did she say what job she's on?
She's a white mage.
White mage? So I know from talking to Tatai, he's a white mage, devotion is a nice one to get. It'll take away some of your HP, and it'll give that to another party member in MP, which is kind of nice if, you know, you're trying to heal and, you know, one of the other mages is dying on MP or whatever. Those, I believe, are three or four merits. What'll happen is it'll be, you know, it won't be too costly at first, but as you start to upgrade it, you'll need more and more merits to upgrade it. From what I've been hearing from white mages, Protect and Shell 5, I think it is, that you can merit, it's not worth it.
So really?
That's what I heard, because I heard it doesn't increase... initially, it really doesn't up at the defense values and stuff that much, so unless you're going to fully merit it, it's probably
it's cool
not
to have,
even...
though.
Well, yeah, you know, it might be better to put it into some of the other abilities,
now,
though.
A question that I have is, when you start getting merits, can you, even though she's a white mage, can she merit like other job specific abilities?
She won't be able to. You won't be able to merit other job specific abilities unless you have that job at 75 and you
not,
are.
Not, I guess
that
not
job.
Abilities. I guess I meant like stats, like vitality.
For some things it depends. Things like strength, vitality, you can do those on any job. HP and MP,
charisma,
enmity, all that stuff you can do on any job. Weapons is, you know, if you have some kind of good ranking on that, like probably staff and club for white mage, you could, you know, increase, you know, the skill on that if you wanted to. But anything with, you know, job specific, you'll have to have that job at 75 and obviously be on that job. And another thing to note too is, once you unlock these abilities, say you do, you merit devotion, if you, for some reason, de-level to 74, you won't be able to use that again until you're at 75.
So you have to switch back to
experience something to,
points.
Yeah, you'll want to switch back to XP.
So you can lose experience points even while you're set on merit points.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. You won't lose your limit points. You lose your XP points.
I think you should lose limit points. I don't think you should be able to de-level once you hit 75. That's freaking stupid.
I have two questions. One, the first is, like, if you're set on merit points or limit points, and you de-level, when you start leveling again, are you getting experience because you're not 75, or are you still getting merit?
If you're not 75, you'll be getting
EXP.
XP, yeah.
Okay. And the other one is, I don't remember what the other one was. Okay, so, like, for instance, Maya, I know Maya is kind of leveling paladin.
Right.
So what? Because it's impossible to get a merit party as a paladin, you could take your white mage and, you know, up your like enmity, which is really huge for paladin.
Right.
You know, and make that job.
Yeah, that's
better.
That's something to note too. You can any merit points you earn will you'll be able to use it. Like if you have two merit points and you switched over to a different job that's also 75 and can earn them, you'll have those two merit points that you can spend on there, too. So you could essentially, like, for, say, like, Paladin. You know, Sammy did this. She leveled Warrior, and she got all of her merits on Warrior and then spent those on Paladin.
Right, right. And you, once you allocate those merit points, you can rearrange them, correct?
No, you cannot. If you want to, if you, for some reason, you merited something and you don't want, you know, you don't want the merit in there for some reason, and you take it out, you know, that's 10,000... points down the drain. You have to really
be careful when you're going to spend your merit
points.
Unless
you're like a bard or a ninja or something that gets parties and great XP, you know. I mean, just, you know, take some time carefully, you know, plan out what you want to merit. You know, talk to other people that have the same job as you. See what they've, you know, done that worked for them. See what they liked. Hit up forums, all that kind of stuff. But, yeah.
Also, you can only apply your merit points to the, like, the abilities and attributes when you're in your mog house.
Right, yeah, that's a good thing to note, too. Recently, they changed it, so usually, or beforehand, you had to switch from XP to limit points from your mog house to determine, like, what you get when you're leveling. They did that, so you can do that anywhere you want to now.
Yeah.
But to actually
that's
cash in these merits, you
it.
Need to be actually in your mog house.
In your mog house to cash it in.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only remotely good thing about it.
You know what? I think when I get to 75 Paladin, I think I'm going to just see if I can keep getting more experience and see if I can fill the whole.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to do.
And then go to like Beast. I think I'm like level Beast next all the way.
You could, yeah. I mean, look at, you know, Beast and see if you need, like, depending on what you're selling.
Charisma.
You know, yeah, Merrick. Well, the thing, it takes a little bit. It's, you know, it's almost not worth it to, you know, level that kind of stuff. It takes way too many points, I think.
Really?
But if, okay. You know, depending on what you, what do you sub when you usually do Beastmaster?
Well, I was, for a while at the beginning, I was doing Ninja mm-hmm. because the whole point of Beastmaster is, you know, you want to fight with your mob and then let the mob go and right. then do the final couple hits yourself to finish the mm-hmm. battle. And so having those shadows were awesome
right.
because, you know, you couldn't get hit. But later on in the game, it's better to have White Mage
right.
because you have more versatility.
Yeah, so like what you can do, especially since you're Elven, you could put a couple of merits into MP.
Yeah, right.
Which, oh, yeah. That'd probably help you out.
That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, and that's another thing, too. If you're leveling, you know, a job like, let's say, Warrior, and you're thinking about, you know, maybe doing Blue Mage or whatever, you could toss a few merits into Sword, you know, and
yeah.
that would carry over in the Blue Mage.
Yeah.
So you could give those lower level jobs a little bit of a boost.
Also, if you put merits into something that's a lower level job, the merit, like if you put it into charisma, you won't see the whole charisma boost
right.
until a certain level.
Right.
So
that's the thing too; it won't take effect immediately.
When does it take effect, or does it just kind of depend on?
I don't want to like say for sure. I want to say it's like level 20. Or something. I think it's depending on what you have merited. Like if you have a couple in an MP, like they'll gradually show up. I believe. I think that's how it works. I haven't like personally experienced it, but I think that's how it works.
The only job I ever merited was Warrior. I didn't even worry about it on Summoner. I just merited Warrior.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. I hope that answers your question. If you got anything else, let us know.
Can you merit like accuracy and like
no,
critical
no.
hit?
Critical but, hits you can do, yeah.
Yeah, crits
crit,
you can.
Crit is actually, it increases it by I think 1%, but if you get one merit and you're like a damage dealing job and you're just like, where should I put it? Toss it into crit hits. Because
yeah.
it's pretty noticeable, even though it only says it's 1%. It makes, you know, it's you can actually, when
yeah,
you fight,
it's more
like,
along lines of it's noticeable because you're looking for it.
Well, that could be
yeah,
it too. You know.
It could be.
It's nice to have either way. So
sweet.
Very cool. Yeah, that's a good question.
That is a good question. I think we covered it pretty good. I'm
yeah,
sure
I'll
there's
cover it.
A whole wide world of meriting I will be getting into very soon. Unfortunately, I'm a paladin, so I'm gonna have to level a whole other job up to 75.
Yeah.
In order to get any merits.
And Beastmaster and solo all your merits.
It's a shame, people. It's a shame. Actually, like, these last couple of weeks, like, I've gotten shot down because I'm a paladin.
Oh,
like,
man.
You know, I got someone, you know, popped in and said, hey, you want a party? I'm like, yeah. You know, I get ready to go, and they're like, oh, well, you know, it looks like they want a ninja tank instead. Lol, sorry.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then, like, I had this thing where, like, there was a bard. We had an open spot in our party, and we wanted to get a bard in there. And the bard was like, "What's your tank? A paladin or a ninja?" And they're like, "Paladin."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Nope."
Yeah,
sorry.
Bards do
like,
not
what?
Like paladins.
Kate,
I don't.
What's up with
See,
that?
Some of them.
I really don't like ninja tanks. I find that there's more time for suddenly I'm getting hate when there's a ninja tank than when there's a paladin tank. I don't mind trying to get valid on paladins at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find it too difficult as long
right.
as they cooperate, but I don't know. I don't have a problem with
yeah.
it.
There's,
so.
There's a few bards that, you know, the few people that are like, well, I can get this to 75 easily. I'll just do bard. And then there, you know, there's some people that are just so damn picky about party setups. Like if you don't have
mm-hmm.
like, you know, four warriors and a red mage, I'm not coming. It's like, dude, chill. They're just like, you know, they want the best XP in the world that they can get,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of annoying, but, you know, they're kind of in a position where they can demand that because everybody wants them.
Lol, bard. I want Sheepfoot Mambo next time I'm in a party.
Jeez.
All right. That's that's all I got for this week. You guys have anything else to add?
No, that's all.
All right, as always, our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com. Join our forums and do the treasure coffer. Shoot your answer in as soon as possible. I'd like to thank our guest, Caitlin, for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It was fun. And we'll see you all next week.
And enjoy the update.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that a little next week. Everybody say goodbye.
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 Oh, bye.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
What was that? Was that, like, Tiny Toons?
Tiny Toon Adventures.
Yep.
When...
That was a good show.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you.
I keep going down the hole. Well, I'll go down the hole.
It's like anything, like, go down the hole.
Did we actually end the show or no?
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay.
There's a possibility. There's also a possibility that I never hit stop record.